This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-through windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
Highs in the lower 80s today, lows in the mid-60s tonight. You're listening to KPR, and it's 3:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 91.3 FM in Junction City, and many other frequencies all around the state. We are always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, featuring a wide selection of perennials, trees, shrubs, growing supplies, and gardening advice since 1962. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. More information at pinesgardenmarket.com.
Stick around. Coming up in our next half hour, we will visit Wall Drug of South Dakota. See Wall Drug. Learn about the tourism that helps keep its doors open for the locals who depend on it. It is working pharmacy. We'll have an update of news headlines at 3:30. And then the end of President Joe Biden's long political career is now within sight. His allies are eager to tout his accomplishments as the chief executive.
The biggest bipartisan infrastructure bill in our history, the most important bill for veterans, significant investments in manufacturing.
We're going to talk about Biden's legacy coming up shortly here on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, locally owned with real people that answer your call, not a machine. Details and information at stonebackappliance.com, where we've got your back.
Later this evening on KPR 2 stations, NPR News will be taking a look at the big issues that matter to voters for the 2024 presidential election. It's a one-hour special called We the Voters. This has been planned for a long time. I expect it will be very interesting this evening because it was planned before this weekend happened. It's this evening at 7 o'clock on KPR 2.
Election and endorses Vice President Kamala Harris. Will other Democrats follow?
We've already had virtually every potential viable candidate say they're not going to run and they support Kamala Harris.
A look at the challenges remaining for Harris on the road to the Democratic Convention on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning edition coming your way with Michelle Martin, A. Martinez, and Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. More information at reader.ku.edu.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. Partly cloudy skies this evening, clearing out after midnight. Lows in the mid-60s tomorrow. Mostly sunny, high in the upper 80s into the lower 90s by the middle of the week. It is 3:30.
Nashville later this week for the Bitcoin 2024 conference. For NPR News, I'm Mariana Baca-Yao in Nashville.
On Wall Street, stocks finished higher across the board. You're listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Some elected officials in the Kansas City region have now put their support behind Vice President Kamala Harris for the presidency after Joe Biden ended his campaign. Hector Alejandro Arzate has more.
Many local elected officials who endorsed Biden have now shifted their support to Harris. Gina Repass chairs the Kansas Democratic Party. She supports Biden's decision to withdraw and that Harris is ready for the presidency.
We all signed off that she was not only capable but vetted. She was the person that we knew that, God forbid, if something happens to Biden, she's our president. So I full-throatedly endorse her.
Repass says she'll meet with her local Democratic delegation to take the next steps. I'm Hector Alejandro Arzate.
Federal money will be used to help replace a bridge over the Kansas River in Kansas City, Kansas. A $63 million grant will be used to replace the aging 18th Street Bridge over the river. The Kansas Reflector reports that the bridge was built in 1959 as part of U.S. Highway 69. Kansas Department of Transportation determined that repairing the bridge would not be cost effective. The grant from the U.S. Department of Transportation will allow the replacement project to proceed. The 18th Street project would provide accommodation for bicyclists and pedestrians at both ends of the bridge. Construction is set to begin in 2025 and should take about 2 years. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is helping to restore 7 miles of the Smoky Hill River in downtown Salina by the end of 2030. That's about 60 years after it diverted the flow away from the city. About $70 million in projects are underway, paid for by the Corps, the U.S. Department of Transportation, nonprofit fundraising, and local taxpayers. Martha Tasker with the City of Salina says the river will attract kayakers, birdwatchers, and more.
Because it's a place that they can go and hang out with their friends, walk around, feel safe, take their dog, exercise, ride their bicycle, ride their skateboard, because the trails are 10-foot wide trails that are intended for multi-use.
The work will include building fish habitat, wetlands, new bridges, a boardwalk, boat launches, and other amenities. Partly cloudy skies this evening, becoming mostly clear after midnight with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow mostly sunny and hot with a high in the upper 80s. It's 84 degrees in Lawrence. It's 3:35.
Support for NPR comes from
the challenges of accessing health care in rural America. Elberton, Georgia is a city of just...
Join us every weekday.
Join us from 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. We will have a roundtable of voters. I expect to hear many, many more of those in the coming weeks. Some reporters as well discussing response to President Joe Biden's decision to end his reelection campaign. We will also learn about what was said on Capitol Hill today. The head of the Secret Service was there on Capitol Hill. There were some hearings. This is 9 days after former President Donald Trump was nearly assassinated. Lawmakers not happy. Head of the Secret Service not happy either. We're going to talk more about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Wheatfields Bakery and Cafe, featuring artisan breads baked daily in a wood-fired oven, breakfast and dessert pastries, as well as breakfast and lunch. Located at 904 Vermont Street in downtown Lawrence. Online at wheatfieldsbakery.com.
Partly cloudy skies this evening, mostly clear overnight, lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot, with a high in the upper 80s into the 90s for Wednesday, all the way through the end of next weekend. 84 degrees in Lawrence, 84 in Topeka. It is 10 minutes before 4.
Tracked, interview, entire candidates, all from one platform. Learn more at Indeed.com/NPR. And from ECMC Foundation at ECMCFoundation.org.
NPR is here for the lifelong learners, the investigators, the curious. It's here for you. Keep listening and growing with NPR.
Proud to be your local NPR station. This is Kansas Public Radio. We're live. We're local from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Plenty more All Things Considered coming right up. We are with you till 7 o'clock tonight. It's 83 degrees in Manhattan and 84 in Lawrence. It is 4 o'clock.
.com and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation at rwjf.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from I2S at KU, creating, disseminating, and commercializing fundamental knowledge and new technologies in computer systems, communication systems, and radar systems. More at i2s-research.ku.edu.
Lows in the mid-60s tonight, highs in the upper 80s tomorrow. This is KPR. It's 4:06.
This is All Things Considered from NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.7 FM in Emporia, many other frequencies all around the state, and always streamable at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from F.W. Houston Medical Center, serving Jefferson County and beyond, now accepting applications for a certified dietary manager. Details at fwhuston.com/careers.
Thanks so much for joining us today. We will have an update of news headlines in about 12 minutes. Coming up in this next half hour, Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance spoke at a rally today in Ohio.
If you want to lead this country, you should feel grateful for it. You should feel a sense of gratitude. And I never hear that gratitude come through when I listen to Kamala Harris.
More on Vance's first major speech since joining the GOP ticket. Coming up on KPR, stick around.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering downloadable ebooks, audiobooks, streaming movies, and more, all available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
Later this evening on KPR 2, we have a special presentation from NPR News examining the issues that are important to voters in the upcoming election. New interviews examining candidate records and how voters' opinions have evolved over time. It's a special called We the Voters, and I assure you this was planned well before the events of this weekend, so it should be an interesting evening. Join us at 7 o'clock on your KPR2 stations for We the Voters. It's 86 degrees in Lawrence. It's 420.
Support for
Prevention tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Culinaria in Lawrence, serving Mediterranean-inspired cuisine, open for happy hour and dinner Wednesday through Saturday with wine night on Wednesdays, featuring glasses, bottles, and wine flights. Menu at culinariafoodandwine.com.
Coming up next, news headlines. Going to be partly cloudy this evening, clearing out a bit after midnight. Lows tonight in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, quite warm with highs in the upper 80s. It is 86 degrees in Lawrence at 4:30.
Service levels. Delta has canceled more than 5,500 flights since Friday's global outage started and has canceled more than 700 flights alone today. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Some elected officials in the Kansas City region have now put their support behind Vice President Kamala Harris for the presidency after Joe Biden ended his campaign. Hector Alejandro Arzate reports.
Many local elected officials who endorsed Biden have now shifted their support to Harris. Gina Repass chairs the Kansas Democratic Party. She supports Biden's decision to withdraw and that Harris is ready for the presidency.
We all signed off that she was not only capable, but vetted. She was the person that we knew that, God forbid, if something happens to Biden, she's our president. So I full-throatedly endorse her.
Repass says she'll meet with her local Democratic delegation to take the next steps. I'm Hector Alejandro Arzate.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is helping to restore 7 miles of the Smoky Hill River in downtown Salina by the end of 2030, some 60 years after it diverted the flow away from the city. About $70 million in projects are underway, paid for by the Corps, the U.S. Department of Transportation, nonprofit fundraising, and local taxpayers. Martha Tasker with the City of Salina says the river will attract kayakers, birdwatchers, and more.
Because it's a place that they can go and hang out with their friends, walk around, feel safe, take their dog, exercise, ride their bicycle, ride their skateboard, because the trails are 10-foot wide trails that are intended for multi-use.
The work includes building fish habitat, wetlands, new bridges, a boardwalk, boat launches, and other amenities. Jackson County, Missouri prosecutor Gene Peters Baker today announced another charge against the man suspected of starting the Super Bowl parade shootings. Peggy Lowe has that story.
Baker says 23-year-old Lindell Mays was indicted by a grand jury on a new felony charge for his role in the February 14th shooting at Union Station. It's called causing catastrophe and alleges that Mays knowingly caused death or serious physical injury to 10 or more people when the shooting created a crowd surge and stampede. Prosecutors say Mays was the first to pull a gun. He already faced 4 felony counts, including second-degree murder in the fatal shooting of Lisa Lopez Galvan. I'm Peggy Lowe.
This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the state.
Every weekday.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UPP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people and pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at aftertheharvestkc.org.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, we will learn more about Kamala Harris. She was assigned early in President Biden's tenure in the office to come up with solutions for, and I'm quoting here, root causes of immigration. So she has been exploring all of that. What did she learn? Is this a liability for her? Talk more about the big events of the weekend and more coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library's summer reading and events this June and July with Adventure Mobile Curiosity Club activities and the Beanstack app to track reading. Details at tscpl.org/summer reading.
Lows in the mid-60s tonight, highs in the upper 80s. Tomorrow it is 85 degrees in Topeka at 10 minutes before 5.
This is Hunt Advantage. Learn more at usps.com/advantage. From Workday, with AI at the core of its system, Workday is committed to delivering continuous innovation to prepare organizations for what's next. Workday, an enterprise platform for finance and HR. And from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation at rwjf.org.
So Morning Edition from NPR News can't transport you to the beach this summer, but we can keep you company through all your summer adventures and keep you informed. Listen weekdays.
Join us tomorrow morning for Morning Edition on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Lows in the mid-60s tonight, highs in the upper 80s tomorrow, lows in the upper 60s tomorrow night. It's 5 o'clock.
Help NPR produce programming that meets the highest standards of public service in journalism and cultural expression.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, offering family fun and learning resources with a 24/7 kids channel and activities, games, and more at kansascitypbs.org/kids.
86 degrees in Lawrence, 86 in Emporia, 85 in Atchison. It's 5:06.
This is All Things Considered. Thank you for listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It is your place for NPR News, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.9 FM in Atchison, and many other frequencies all around the state, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care.
local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Hope you'll stay tuned. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines, then a look back at President Joe Biden's political legacy. He has a long one for drawing on. And as he is approaching the end of his political career, Tamara Keith looks back at the things he was known for and what to expect here in the next few months as he wraps up his term as president. We'll learn why the ice concession for the Phoenix Zoo is so very popular, even with the animals. We will also get a preview of the Summer Olympics, which are getting underway this week. All of that still to come on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, independently serving the local community for over 30 years. The Raven Bookstore is located at 809 Mass Street in Lawrence or online at ravenbookstore.com.
Classical music coming your way tonight, following All Things Considered on your KPR1 stations. We will hear a bird that can polka. We'll hear some other fiery bird dances too. Game of Bagatelles by Dvorak and much more. 7 to 9 p.m. Join us on KPR1 stations, Evening Classical with Destiny. It's 86 degrees in Lawrence. It's 520.
Support for NPR comes from this.
President Joe Biden bows out of the election and endorses Vice President Kamala Harris. Will other Democrats follow?
We've already had virtually every potential viable candidate say they're not going to run and they support Kamala Harris.
A look at the challenges remaining for Harris on the road to the Democratic convention on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. That's 5 to 9 a.m. Join Jay Schaefer as your local host. Speaking of the presidential race, due to the extreme changes in the presidential race, NPR has postponed tonight's scheduled KPR2 special, We the Voters. So that will not be airing tonight. We will announce a new broadcast time soon. Again, the NPR special We the Voters scheduled for air tonight following All Things Considered on KPR2. That will not be airing. You will be hearing This American Life. We'll announce the new broadcast time and date for We the Voters once we learn it. This is KPR.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Ari Shapiro.
And I'm Elsa Chang. Coming up this Friday, the opening ceremonies for the Paris Olympics. We'll have a preview of the teams to watch and where the U.S. is expected to excel.
It's a good reminder that when we play against teams, it's the biggest game of their lives.
First, the newscast.
Live from NPR News in Culver City, California, I'm Dwayne Brown. President Biden called into a Delaware campaign office moments ago after ending his bid for re-election yesterday. Still at home recovering from COVID-19, Biden promised he will be out on the road soon, campaigning for Vice President Kamala Harris. Today, the Harris campaign announced it raised a record $81 million within 24 hours after Biden threw his support behind Harris for president. It's the first time since 1968 that an incumbent president has opted out of running for a second term. NPR's Mara Liasson has more on Harris's growing support base and challenge.
One top Democrat said to me that no politician in modern times has ever been asked to rise to the occasion like this. She was not a great candidate in 2020. She dropped out before any votes were cast. But I think Democrats do feel this is their last best hope to defeat Trump, or barring that, to at least flip the House and stop a complete Trump takeover of the government.
NPR's Mara Liasson. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance blasted President Biden's departure from the presidential race today. During a rally in his hometown of Middletown, Ohio, Nick Swartzel of member station WVXU has more.
The Ohio senator said Biden's departure from the presidential race was pushed by Democratic Party elites and claimed it was a subversion of democracy.
Every single person who saw Joe Biden knew that he wasn't capable of doing the job, and for 3 years they said nothing until he became political dead weight. That is not a way to run a country. That is not a way to run a political party. That is an insult to voters.
Biden has said he will serve the remainder of his term. Vice President Kamala Harris says she intends to earn and win her party's nomination at its convention next month. For NPR News, I'm Nick Swartzel in Middletown, Ohio.
On Wall Street, stocks finished higher today. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Some elected officials in the Kansas City region have now put their support behind Vice President Kamala Harris for the presidency after Joe Biden ended his campaign. Hector Alejandro Arzate has more.
Many local elected officials who endorsed Biden have now shifted their support to Harris. Gina Repass chairs the Kansas Democratic Party. She supports Biden's decision to withdraw and that Harris is ready for the presidency.
We all signed off that she was not only capable, but vetted. She was the person that we knew that, God forbid, if something happens to Biden, she's our president. So I full-throatedly endorse her.
Repass says she'll meet with her local Democratic delegation to take the next steps. I'm Hector Alejandro Arzate.
Jackson County, Missouri prosecutor Gene Peters Baker today announced another charge against the man suspected of starting the Super Bowl parade shootings. Peggy Lowe reports.
Baker says 23-year-old Lindell Mays was indicted by a grand jury on a new felony charge for his role in the February 14th shooting at Union Station. It's called causing catastrophe and alleges that Mays knowingly caused death or serious physical injury to 10 or more people when the shooting created a crowd surge and stampede. Prosecutors say Mays was the first to pull a gun. He already faced 4 felony counts, including second-degree murder in the fatal shooting of Lisa Lopez Galvan. I'm Peggy Lowe.
Lawrence Municipal Court is holding a school supply drive that will allow people to pay off $50 in fines with $15 worth of school supplies. It's the second year the court has held the drive for school supplies. The Lawrence Times reports that last year the court brought in more than 900 items. The new school supplies must come from an approved supply list along with a receipt in order to get traffic toward traffic and or parking fines. You will find that approved list in KPR's daily headlines at kansaspublicradio.org. And once again, NPR has announced it is postponing tonight's scheduled KPR2 special, We the Voters. That's because of the major changes in the presidential race over the last 48 hours or so. We will be announcing a new broadcast time soon, and we will certainly let you know when it has been rescheduled. The time is 5:35.
So things considered from NPR News.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we're talking about what you're talking about.
Beyonce is not only revealing black cowboy culture, she's transforming country music forever.
Trying to understand the world.
What does this ceasefire proposal say?
And sometimes, annoying Jerry Seinfeld.
Are you seriously asking that?
Join us every weekday for a well-rounded start to your morning.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer is your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, and lots of other frequencies as well, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, a bit of a round table going through swing states to find out how people are feeling about President Joe Biden's decision to end his campaign. We will learn about testimony on Capitol Hill from the director of the Secret Service. Those stories and more coming up in our next 30 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from KTWU, Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU, Channel 11, local public television.
And a quick program note, for the last several days, we've been sort of hyping up this program that we were supposed to hear at 7 o'clock tonight on KPR2. NPR has canceled that program. Just too many changes in too short a time. We'll let you know when it's rescheduled. But as of right now, no special programming at 7 o'clock on your KPR2 station.
This week, the 2024 Summer Olympic ECMCFoundation.org.
NPR and this station are supported by the communities we serve. In return, our journalism is available to everyone free of charge. This is NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio, proud to be your NPR station from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. K210CR Atchison 89.9. K258BT Manhattan 99.5. And at kansaspublicradio.org. Heading into our final hour of All Things Considered for this evening, it's 86 degrees in Lawrence. It is 86 in Chanute. 84 in Manhattan.